Bigfoot Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Put Show brought to you tonight by Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Will and Bring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairy Lynn Supply of Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty. Dick Put Show also brought to you by Kensington Insurance Agency in Al Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated, that's Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, Columbia Gear in Avon, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, Al Rosa Lumber Incorporated over in Al Rosa, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick Sox Center in Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur of St. Martin, the Wood Shop in Avon, Corky's Bar of Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. We've got a jam-packed Dick Put Show tonight with lots of playoff baseball action. Let's dig into it right now. Over in the Sauk Valley League on Saturday, we had Clear Lake at Clearwater, and Clearwater defeats Clear Lake by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Clearwater, 1 run, 10 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. Brian McCallum picks up the win for Clearwater, relieved by Luke Welly in the ninth, and the catcher was Jordan Pika. For Clear Lake, Ryan Skmanski takes the loss, relieved by Brett Knudsen in the sixth inning, and the catcher, Justin Hagstrom. Hitting highlights for Clearwater on Saturday, Sam Schlegel was 2-for-4, Zeus Schlegel 2-for-4, Preston Schlegel was 2-for-5 with a double, Tyler Carper 2-for-4, and John Appelt 3-for-4 with a double. For Clear Lake, Tommy Goman 2-for-3, Ben Brown was 2-for-3, Stephen Ellingson 2-for-4, Ben Kohlberg was 2-for-4, and Caleb Leintz had a home run, as Clearwater defeats Clear Lake on Saturday by a score of 8-1. Got one other Saturday score that had Becker defeating St. Joe on Saturday by a score of 3-2. That set up today's matchup with Clear Lake at St. Joseph, and St. Joseph beats Clear Lake today by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for St. Joseph, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Clear Lake. Isaac Bench will pick up the win for St. Joe today, relieved by Charlie Atkinson in the seventh, and the catchers were John Hipsch and Sam Schneider. For Clear Lake, Jackson Philippi will go the distance, taking the loss, his catcher, Stephen Ellingson. Hitting highlights for St. Joseph today, Tanner Stoller 2-for-4, Noah Bissett was 2-for-3, and Hunter Bloomer had a double. For Clear Lake, just the 3 hits today, Blake Brown, Matt Cordy, and Stephen Ellingson all with the hits, as St. Joseph defeats Clear Lake by a score of 5-0 in Sauk Valley League playoffs. Over in the County Line League, they had their playoffs going on this weekend, and on Friday night in the County Line League, it was Painesville at Atwater, and this was a Donnybrook, yep, a good ball game here, as Atwater defeats Painesville by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for Atwater. 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Painesville. Josh Kingery goes the distance for Atwater on Friday night. His catcher, David Kingery. Josh gets the win. The Pirates go with Grady Fuchs. He goes the first 7. Luke Johnson comes in the 8th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Drew Tangen. Hitting highlights for Atwater. Josh Kingery, 2-for-4. With 2 RBIs, the big blow, a 2-run home run in the bottom of the 8th inning that took Painesville's lead away. They were leading 2-1, and Kingery put Atwater up 3-2. Jordan Oatlin had a double for Atwater. For Painesville, Garrett Lusink, 1-for-4. Garrett had a solo home run in the 4th inning, and Drew Tangen and Luke Johnson had the other hits. So a final on Friday night in the County Line League playoffs. It was Atwater 3 and Painesville 2. On Saturday in the County Line League, we had Norway Lake Sundberg taking on New London Spicer, and it was New London Spicer defeating Norway Lake Sundberg 11-3 in that playoff game. So Norway Lake Sundberg is done for the season. Today, the other losers bracket game had Starbuck at Regal this afternoon, and Regal defeats Starbuck by a score of 15-8. 15 runs, 9 hits and an error for Regal, 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck. Brandon Whittle will start on the mound for Regal. He picks up the win, relieved by Grant Paprath in the 7th, and the catcher, Derek Dengerud. For Starbuck, Austin Versteg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Darian Alexander in the 4th, Michael Gruber in the 6th, Matt Gruber in the 8th, and the catchers, Darian Alexander and Austin Versteg. Some hitting highlights for Regal today. Blake Karsh was 3-for-3 with a double. Luke Knutson, 2-for-6, and Derek Dengerud, 2-for-2. For Starbuck, Darian Alexander, 3-for-4 with a double. Austin Versteg, 3-for-4 today. Matt Gruber, 2-for-4, and Mitch Gruber was 3-for-5. So a final this afternoon from Regal had Regal defeating Starbuck by a score of 15-8. Now Regal will be playing at New London Spicer next week. That is a day and time to be determined. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League. We'll do it after these messages.
This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Mike, Dan, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Kuhl, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Foote Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Chasm Radio, back to the Dick Putt Show. More scores and highlights with Randy.
Okay, let's head on over to the Victory League. And on Friday night in the Victory League Northeast, it was Nisswa hosting Royalton. This ball game goes 8 innings with Nisswa defeating Royalton by a score of 12-2. 12 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Nisswa. 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Royalton. Carter Docks starts on the mound, has a complete game in the win and 10 strikeouts. Grayson Suska starts on the mound for Royalton. He'll take the loss, relieved by Nathan Seek in the 8th inning. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Friday night, Sam Peterson, 3-for-5 in the ballgame. Cody Rudisilli, he was 2-for-5 with 3 runs scored and 4 RBIs. Had a triple and a home run, and Tyler Whitmer was 2-for-4 with a home run. For Royalton, Joe Guida, 2-for-4. So a final again had Nisswa defeating Royalton in 8 innings Friday night, 12-2. On Saturday, we had Buckman taking on Aiken. It was at Buckman, and Buckman defeats Aiken by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 10 hits for Buckman, 3 runs, 12 hits for Aiken. Todd Robinson will pitch the complete game for Buckman, picking up the win. Nathan Enstrom pitched a complete game. He took the loss for Aiken on Saturday. Hitting highlights for Buckman, Lane Gertz was 2-for-4 with a double. Andrew Ruckert, 2-for-4. Noah Bozer, 2-for-4. Sean Lanners had a home run. And Benjamin Thoma doubled for Buckman. For Aiken, Jack Eintz, 3-for-6 with 2 doubles. Kyle Dolph was 2-for-4, and Tanner Hills, 2-for-4. So a final from Buckman on Saturday had Buckman defeating Aiken 8-3. Foley playing host to Piers, the Brewers, on Saturday, and it was Foley defeating the Piers Brewers by a score of 9-4. 9 runs, 9 hits for Foley, 4 runs, 9 hits for the Piers Brewers. Logan Winkleman starts on the mound for Foley. He's relieved by Alex Boss in the 5th inning. Alex will get the win, and Michael Molzoff comes in the 8th inning for Foley. For the Piers Brewers, Gunnar Wicklund will take the loss as he starts the ballgame. He was relieved by Riley Roush in the 7th inning. Some hitting highlights for Foley on Saturday. Dan Murad, 2-for-3. He had 3 RBIs and a home run. Joe Zawicki, 2-for-4 with a home run. Mitch Keeler homered for Foley, and Drew Beyer and Nolan Winkleman both had doubles. For the Piers Brewers, Michael Liedenfrost, 2-for-4. Jared Prokop had a home run. Caden Krusek, Cody Kimmon, and Riley Roush each doubled. So final from Foley on Saturday, and Foley defeating the Piers Brewers 9-4. Fort Ripley taking on the Piers Lakers Saturday as they hosted Piers at their park, and it was Fort Ripley defeating the Piers Lakers by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 8 hits for Fort Ripley, 2 runs, 8 hits for the Piers Lakers. Bryce Flanagan will start on the mound for Fort Ripley. He picks up the win. He was relieved by Brett Kramer in the 7th. Kramer got the save. Noah Sakala starts on the mound for the Piers Lakers and takes the loss. See through a complete game and struck out 11 batters. For Fort Ripley, Bryce Flanagan was 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Brett Kramer, Eli Roberts, Riley DeRozier, and Bill Sather all had doubles. For the Piers Lakers, Ryan Deers was 2-for-4 with a double, and Chad Weiss 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday had Fort Ripley defeating the Piers Lakers by a score of 4-2. In the Victory League Southwest on Saturday, we had Avon playing host to Plainsburg, and this ball game goes 7 innings with Avon defeating Plainsburg 10-0. 10 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Avon. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Plainsburg. Matt Pickleman will start on the mound for Avon. He gets the win, relieved by Jackson Henderson in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. For Plainsburg, Jared Coquette starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Dan Coquette in the 5th inning, and the catchers were Lucas Youngblum and Cooper Grasshorn. Hitting highlights for Avon on Saturday, Reese Gregory, 2 for 3, had 3 RBIs and a double. Carter Phillippe with a double, and Caleb Curry had a double. For Flensburg, Cooper Grasshorn and Juan Malingo. They both had hits, the only two hits that Flensburg had on Saturday, as Avon defeated Flensburg 10-0 in 7 innings. Some other ball games on Saturday. It was Opole taking on Freeport, as Opole hosted Freeport, and the game goes to Opole by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Opole. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Freeport. Tate Lang will start on the mound for Opole. He'll pick up the win as he strikes out 10. He was relieved by Hunter Arnes in the 9th inning. He gets the save. Andrew Kersman starts on the mound, will take the loss for Freeport, relieved by Cade Totkus in the 6th and Nate Winter in the 8th inning. Hitting highlights for Opole on Saturday, Dominic Hoika, 3 for 5 with a double. Tate Lang was 2 for 5 with a double and 3 RBIs. Isaiah Folsom, 3 for 4. Alex Lang was 2 for 4 with a double. For Freeport, Brian Benson, 4 for 5 in the ballgame. Trevor Sawyer was 2 for 5 with a double, and Matt Johnson doubled. A final from Opole on Saturday had Opole defeating Freeport by a score of 8-4. St. Stephen taking on Randall on Saturday. St. Stephen hosting Randall, and the Steves end up winning this ballgame in 7 innings, 11-1. 11 runs, 10 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for Randall. Landon Lunser will start on the mound. He pitches a complete game, picking up the win for St. Stephen. For Randall, Nate Benning starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Otremba in the 5th inning. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen, Blake Guggenberger, 2 for 4. Cole Fuker was 1 for 1 with home runs and 3 runs scored. Logan Seamers, 1 for 3 with a home run and 4 RBIs, and Andrew Wallach had a double. For Randall, Nate Benning, 2 for 3 with a double. For Randall, as St. Stephen defeats Randall in 7 innings, 11-1. On Saturday, Upsala taking on St. Wendell. This one goes 11 innings with Upsala coming out on top by score of 3-2. 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Upsala. 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for St. Wendell. Matt Swanson pitches a complete game as he goes all 11 innings for Upsala. He'll pick up the win. Pete Schumer starts on the mound for St. Wendell, relieved by Austin Dickman in the 9th inning. He'll take the loss. Some hitting highlights for Upsala on Saturday. Matt Swanson, 2 for 5 in the ballgame. Brock Chien was 2 for 5. Brady Walensky singled in the 11th inning to score C.J. Clear with the game-winning run for Upsala. For St. Wendell, Tanner Tomczyk was 2 for 4. He tied the game in the 9th inning with a home run. As on Saturday, Upsala defeats St. Wendell in 11 innings, 3-2. On Sunday in the Victory League, we had Avon taking on Upsala. Avon hosted Upsala today, and Avon advances to the championship with an 8-0 win over Upsala this afternoon. 8 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Avon. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Upsala. Dominic Gosting will start on the mound for Avon. He picks up the win, relieved by Ilian Mosqueda in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. For Upsala today, Levi Lampert starts, taking the loss, relieved by Micah Ripplinger in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Justin Chien. Some hitting highlights today for Avon: Ryan Jansen, 2 for 4. Caleb Curry was 2 for 5. Cole Wellman, big day, 3 for 3 with 2 home runs, a solo shot in the 4th, a solo shot in the 6th. Peyton Randall was 2 for 4 with a double, and Reese Gregory had a double for the Lakers. For Upsala today, C.J. Clear, Justin Chien, and Levi Lampert all with the hits. So Avon defeats Upsala 8-0 in their ball game today. Freeport taking on Randall this afternoon. This is a loser's bracket game. Freeport hosted Randall, and Freeport defeated Randall 5-2 today. Randall's season is over. Freeport, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Randall, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Ivers Papke starts starts on the mound for Freeport today. He picked up the win, striking out 12 in 8 innings of work. Relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 9th inning, he gets the save. For Randall, Travis Wenzel starts, taking the loss. He was relieved by Alex Guast in the 8th inning. Hitting highlights for Freeport today. Brandon Sawyer was 2 for 4. He had 3 RBIs and a 2-run single in the 7th inning to drive in those winning runs. Ben Millard was 2 for 4 for the Black Sox. For Randall, Brett Strock was 2 for 4. Rick Drew, Matt Otrimba singled and scored. As this game final today from Freeport had Freeport defeating Randall 5-2. St. Stephen taking on Opole in a winner's bracket game today, and this ball game goes to St. Stephen in 7 innings, 10-0. St. Stephen, that win advances to the championship. Opole will go back into the playbacks. St. Stephen, 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. Opole, no runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors. Jack Greenland starts on the mound, and he'll pick up the win as he strikes out 14 Opole Bear hitters today in 6 innings, relieved by Nick Krippner in the 7th inning. For Opole, Isaiah Folsom starts, taking the loss, relieved by Hunter Arns in the 3rd and Drew Lang in the 5th. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen today, Cole Fuecker, 2 for 3 with a home run, and Bo Schmitz was 2 for 4 with a double. Hunter Beckerman broke up the no-hit bid with the only hit of the day for Opole. Final again from St. Stephen. It was 10-0, St. Stephen over Opole. St. Wendell taking on Flensburg this afternoon, and this ball game goes 7 innings as St. Wendell defeats Flensburg 17-0. St. Wendell now advancing in the playbacks. Flensburg season is over. St. Wendell, 17 runs, 16 hits, and an error. Flensburg, no runs, 1 hit, and 3 errors. Austin Dickman will pitch a complete game for St. Wendell this afternoon, striking out 10 batters, 10 Flensburg hitters. Russ Bellbaum starts on the mound, takes the loss, relieved by Cooper Grasshorn in the 4th. Ben Knopik in the 4th as well. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell this afternoon. Charles Slibnick was 3 for 5. Carter Boss was 3 for 3. Jake Ethan, 2 for 4 with 2 doubles and 4 RBIs. Tanner Tomaszek was 2 for 4 today with a double. Tanner Reese, 2 for 4. Tyler Hultz and Austin Dickman both doubled. For Flensburg, Lucas Youngblum broke up the no-hit bid with the only hit off of Austin Dickman today. A final from St. Wendell in 7 innings. It was St. Wendell 17, Flensburg nothing. Over in the Resorters League on Saturday, Sox Center taking on Alexandria, and Sox Center hosting this ball game defeats Alexandria in 8 innings, 11-8. 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Sox Center. 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for, I'm seeing now, Kensington here. I'm sorry, that's supposed to be Kensington. Sox Center pitching today, Sean Hangs starts on the mound, relieved by Isaac Relke in the 5th. He gets the win. Andrew Rusling in the 6th, Jake Zolman in the 8th, and Brian Boyning in the 9th inning to get the save. For Kensington, Joe Snaza starts and takes the loss, relieved by Trent Koloski in the 5th inning for Kensington. Some hitting highlights for Sox Center today. Brian Boyning and Andrew Rusling each had 2 hits and 3 runs scored. Isaac Relke singled twice. Kensington's Corbin Olson had 2 hits. Tegan Moritz and Joe Snada with doubles. A final today from Kensington had Sox Center defeating Kensington 11-8. That's going to do it for those scores and highlights from the Victory League and also the Resorters League. When we come back, we're going to make our way to the Central Valley League playoffs. We'll do it after these messages.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
Chasm Radio, back to the Dick Putt Show. More scores and highlights.
Thank you, Angela. Let's dig into the Central Valley League, where on Saturday, St. Augusta traveled to Watkins, taking on the Clippers. And Watkins defeats St. Augusta 2-0. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Augusta. Matt Geislinger will go the distance for Watkins on Saturday, picking up the win. His catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For St. Augusta, Travis Laudenbach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Laudenbach in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Adam Guast. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Saturday: Danny Berg was 2-for-4 with the double, and for St. Augusta, Mitch Guast, 2-for-4 with the double, and Truman Tennis was 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. So a final on Saturday had Watkins defeating St. Augusta 2-0. Eden Valley at Kimball Saturday afternoon, and in seven innings, Kimball defeats Eden Valley 16-3. 16 runs, 18 hits, and an error for Kimball. 3 runs, 8 hits, 7 errors for Eden Valley. Ben Johnson on the mound for Kimball will pick up the win, relieved by Noah Young in the seventh inning, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Eden Valley, Ben Arnes starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Berg in the fourth, Matthew Penritz in the sixth, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday, Tommy Friesen was 3-for-5 with a double. Ben Johnson, 3-for-5. He had a double and a solo home run in the fifth inning, 3 RBIs for Ben. Cade Marquardt, 3-for-3. He had a double and 2 triples for Kimball. Scott Marquardt, 3-for-4. Scott with a 3-run home run in the sixth inning and 3 RBIs. Zach Schmidt, he was 2-for-5 with a triple and 3 RBIs. And Brooks Marquardt, 2-for-4 with a double. For Eden Valley on Saturday, David Penritz was 2-for-4 with a double. Austin Schlungen, 3-for-4. Austin had solo home runs in the fourth inning and the sixth inning. Sam Nisler with a double as well, as Kimball defeats Eden Valley in seven innings on Saturday, 16-3. St. Nick at Luxembourg Saturday afternoon, and Luxembourg defeating St. Nick by a score of 10-1. 10 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. 1 run, 3 hits, and 3 errors for St. Nick. Reed Funnenstein on the mound will pick up the win for Luxembourg, relieved by J.T. Harn in the seventh, and the catchers Will Bachman and D.J. Crone. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Nick Howen in the fifth inning, and the catcher Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg on Saturday, Josh Lanko, 2-for-5. Sam Eiten was 3-for-3. Sam had 2 doubles, and Will Bachman with a solo home run in the second inning. For St. Nick, there are 3 hits going to Connor Lincoln, Damian Lincoln, and Michael Bouch. So a final on Saturday had Luxembourg defeating St. Nicholas 10-1. On Saturday night, my Chasm Game of the Week took me to Cold Spring, where the Cold Spring Rockies hosted the Pearl Lake Lakers, and this ball game going to the Rockies Saturday night by a score of 9-6. 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for the Rockies, 6 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Pearl Lake. Cole Fuchs starts on the mound for Cold Spring, relieved by T.J. New in the 6th. Trevor Lardy comes on in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Brady Leverington. For Pearl Lake, Nolan Notch starts on the mound, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the 5th. He'll take the loss. Adam Braun comes on in the 8th, and the catcher, Colton Fruth. Hitting highlights for Cold Spring Saturday night, Jordan New, 3-for-3. He had 2 walks, 2 runs scored. David Jonas was 2-for-3 with 2 walks. Austin Duffner, 2-for-5 with a double. Cole Fuchs was 2-for-4. And Brady Leverington, 2-for-4 with a double. For Pearl Lake, Rudy Notch had a double. Max Box, 3-for-4. Alex Lensmeyer was 4-for-5 in the ballgame. Austin Lensmeyer, 2-for-4. And Adam Braun was 2-for-5. A final on Saturday night had the Cold Spring Rockies defeating Pearl Lake by a score of 9-6. On Sunday in the Central Valley League playoffs, Pearl Lake taking on Eden Valley today in what would be an elimination game. This ball game goes 7 innings this afternoon, and Pearl Lake defeats Eden Valley 12-1. 12 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake, 1 run, 4 hits, and 4 errors for Eden Valley. Chance Berger goes the distance for Pearl Lake this afternoon. Chance picks up the win. His catcher, Colton Fruth. For Eden Valley, Connor Holthaus starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Schlungen in the 4th, Nathan Geislinger in the 6th, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake today, Rudy Notch, 2-for-4, he had an RBI. Max Fox, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Nick Schmidt, 2-for-3. Nick had a 2-run homer in the 4th and 3 RBIs, and Adam Braun had a 3-run homer in the 6th. For Eden Valley, Sam Nisler with a double, and Riley Geislinger at an RBI single for Eden Valley's only run, as Pearl Lake defeats Eden Valley today in 7 innings, 12-1. Eden Valley season's done. Pearl Lake, they will play Richmond in a play-in game at Lake Henry next Saturday afternoon at 1:30 in Lake Henry. Pro Lake and Richmond playing to get in to Region 15C. One other game today in the Central Valley League had the Cold Spring Rockies at Kimball this afternoon, and Kimball defeats the Cold Spring Rockies by a score of 8-2. 8 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Kimball. The Rockies, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Tommy Friesen starts on the mound. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Zach Dingman in the 6th, Matt Dingman in the 8th, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Eli Bacchus starts, taking the loss, relieved by Evan Atchison in the 5th, Hunter Fuchs in the 6th, Brady Lynn in the 8th, and the catcher, David Jonas. Highlights for Kimball this afternoon, Austin Ruley, 2-for-4 with a double. Tommy Friesen was 4-for-5 today, 4-for-5 for Tommy. Cade Marquardt, 2-for-4 with a double, and Brooks Marquardt was 2-for-4. For the Rockies today, Jordan New, 2-for-4, he had a double, and Brady Blattner was 2-for-3. A final this afternoon from Kimball had the Express of Kimball defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 8-2. One more break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon. Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, ronsfuels.com.
Chasm Radio up next. We head back more for on the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Angela. Let's go to the Stearns County League. We're on Friday night. Richmond was in St. Martin taking on the Martins, and St. Martin defeats Richmond 3-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for St. Martin. Two runs, five hits, three errors for Richmond. Scott Leeser starts on the mound for the Martins. He'll pick up the win as he goes the distance. His catcher, Brian Schlungen. For Richmond, Luke Jokela starts on the mound, released by Austin Larson in the ninth. He'll take the loss and the catcher, Kyle Leeser, and Brian Schlungen actually put that down wrong. I'm sorry, the catcher was Kyle Buddy. Hitting highlights for St. Martin, Kyle Leeser was 1-for-4. Kyle had a three-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brady Goble had a triple for the Martins. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen, 2-for-4. And Cole Schmitz had a double. Brennan O'Brien with a double for the Royals. As St. Martin defeats Richmond, a walk-off home run, bottom of the ninth inning on Friday night, 3-2. Greenwald at El Rosa on Saturday, and El Rosa defeats Greenwald by a score of 12-3. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors for El Rosa, 3 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Greenwald. Ethan Boat picks up the win for El Rosa, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the 7th, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 4th, and the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for El Rosa, Jackson Peter was 2-for-3 with a double. Gavin Campson, 3-for-5. Gavin had 2 doubles, and he had a grand slam home run in the 3rd inning. He had 5 RBIs on Saturday. Will Van Beck was 2-for-5. Matt Schmitz with a double, and Peyton Winter with a triple. For Greenwald, Weston Mittendorf, 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Gabe Schweders was 1-for-3. Gabe had a 2-run home run in the 4th inning. And Tyler Thomas, 2-for-3 with a double. Final on Saturday had El Rosa defeating Greenwald 12-3. Roscoe at Lake Henry on Saturday, and Lake Henry defeats Roscoe by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. Grant Ludwig will go the distance for Lake Henry on Saturday, his catcher Shane Campson. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Max Ottman in the 5th, Braden Pung in the 9th, and the catchers were Max Ottman and Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry, Carter Wessel, 2-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Nick Dingman was 2-for-5 with a double, and Trent Wentland, 2-for-4 with a double. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker and Braden Vanderbeek each had doubles. Final on Saturday had Lake Henry defeating Roscoe 8-3. On Saturday, Spring Hill over in New Munich taking on the Silver Streaks, and Spring Hill defeats New Munich by a score of 10-3. 10 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Spring Hill. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for New Munich. Ben Welly will go the distance for Spring Hill on Saturday, picking up the win. His catcher, Nathan Terrace. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Sand in the 4th, and the catcher was Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill on Saturday. Ben Welly, in addition to getting the complete game victory, Ben goes 4-for-5 at the plate. Devin Orbeck, 2-for-4 with a double. Dylan Gertken was 2-for-4, and Corey Schoenberg, 2-for-4. For New Munich, Caden Sand, 2-for-4 with a double. A final on Saturday, Spring Hill 10, New Munich 3. Sunday's ball games in the Stearns County League pitted the winners from Saturday against the losers from Saturday. In the winners' brackets, El Rosa defeating Spring Hill this afternoon by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Spring Hill. Riley Meyer will start on the mound for El Rosa today. He'll give way to Ashton Dingman in the 5th. Dingman gets the win, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Spring Hill, Anthony Reverman starts, relieved by Devin Orbeck in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for El Rosa this afternoon, Kevin Kiefler, 2-for-5. Blaine Fisher was 2-for-4. Jackson Peter was 2-for-5. Derek Wiener, 3-for-4. Derek had a solo home run in the 5th inning, and Peyton Winter, 2-for-4 with a double. For Spring Hill, Devin Orbeck was 3-for-5 with a double this afternoon, and Ben Welly had a double. Final this afternoon at El Rosa defeating Spring Hill 6-5. The other winner's bracket game today had St. Martin taking on Lake Henry, and St. Martin defeats Lake Henry today by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin, 1 run, 5 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Carter Thielen starts on the mound for the Martins today, gives way to Tanner Arsenault in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Kyle Leeser. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts on the mound, gives way to Torrey Ohmscheid in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catchers, Shane Campson and Carter Wessel. Hitting highlights for St. Martin this afternoon, Brady Goble was 2-for-4 with a double. Tanner Arsenault had a double. Nolan Reeder, 2-for-4 today. Avery Schmitz was 2-for-4 with a double. And Ben Schrader was 2-for-2. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland went 2-for-4 today with a double. Final this afternoon from St. Martin had St. Martin defeating Lake Henry 3-1. Greenwald taking on New Munich today, and New Munich defeats Greenwald this afternoon in 7 innings, 10-0. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for New Munich. No runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Greenwald. Jim Toole on the mound will pick up the complete game victory for New Munich today. His catcher, Logan Funk. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Engelmeyer in the 4th, and the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for New Munich this afternoon, Brandon Holm. A 3-run home run in the 4th inning for Holm. Caden Sand was 3-for-4. He had a double. He also had a home run in the 4th. That was a solo home run in the 4th. And Neil Anderson was 3-for-4 this afternoon. For Greenwald, Keegan Stevie had a double, and Tyler Engelmeyer had a double. A final this afternoon from New Munich, or actually from Al Rosa, where New Munich took on Greenwald. It was New Munich 10 and Greenwald nothing. And Roscoe taking on Richmond today over in St. Martin. It was Richmond defeating Roscoe 8-1. 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Richmond. 1 run, 13 hits, and 3 errors for Roscoe. DJ Schleicher goes the distance for Richmond today, picking up the win. His catcher, Kyle Buddy. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bryce Vanderbeek in the 4th, Parker Brzezinka in the 5th, and Russell Leindecker in the 8th. The catcher was Max Ottman. Hitting highlights for Richmond this afternoon, Dalton Thielen, 2-for-3 with a triple. Cole Schmitz was 3-for-3. Cole had a solo home run in the 1st. Justin Schrader, 3-for-5 today. Carter Thielen was 2-for-5. And Brandon O'Brien had a solo home run in the 2nd inning for Richmond. For Roscoe, Max Ottman, 2-for-4 with a double. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-5 today. Russell Leindecker was 2-for-5. Parker Brzezinka, 2-for-4. And Josiah Utch was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon had Richmond defeating Roscoe 8-1. So Roscoe's season ends today with the loss, as does Greenwald's season ends today with a loss. All right, we're going to take one more break. We'll come back and look at some more playoff game action for you next week, right after these messages.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out, and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Kamphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show since the beginning of time.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Chasm Radio, we head back for the last part of the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Angela. You bet. The Dick Putt Show, what I know for next weekend over in the County Line League, Regal will be taking on New London Spicer. That is a day and time to be determined yet over in the County Line League, their playoffs. A preliminary to Region 15C, there will be a play-in game between Richmond and Pearl Lake, and from what I've been told, that will take place next Saturday at 1:30 over in Lake Henry. It'll be Richmond and Pearl Lake. Winner goes to Region 15C, and the loser season is done. A lot of these league playoffs, that will all depend on when umpires are available and when days are available for those umpires. So as the week's events unfold, I will get you those game times coming up. Want to just recognize, too, the Cold Spring 12U baseball team won the AAA Gopher State Tournament over the weekend, and they won 7-0, so congratulations to the Cold Spring 12U AAA Gopher State Tournament winner. That's going to do it. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Thank you for being with us tonight here on KASM. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.